Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jane Pollack is our guest, our good friend. P-O-L-L-A-K, janepollack.com is her website. Author of Sole Proprietor, certified coach, helping people with move their lives and their businesses forward, and does a great job of that. Jane, thanks again for being here. We're talking about transitions. And we made the determination that life gives you transitions. Life, the world, the marketplace, is compressing time between changes so much faster. The velocity of change is increasing so much that we've got to be who would be prepared? Who would be surprised these days, Jane? In 2018, who would be surprised at a transition that was coming at them? I mean, isn't that happening every day now?
Well, you know, the globe is rotating 24 hours a day. Everything is, and, you know, you can't stand still. You must be aware. And so, you know, what I want to advocate is for being, ready for change, being able to sprint through it, being able to recognize it. And I loved where we finished before the break was you said you made the decision. And I want to say there's a wonderful quote, because that's the heavy lifting of it, is actually making decisions. Mm-hmm. So many people wait for something to push them. But there's a quote that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. So there's all this information. You knew you had the wits to go out on your own, but you made the decision that you would do that. You looked at what you had. I also like the example, I have lots of quotes, you know, look at the donut, not the hole. Not mm-hmm. what you're missing, not what you lost, but what do you have? And you had years of experience. You had years of development, mental development, marketing, and understanding the marketplace. And then you went forward and said, let me take what I have and move forward. So what I want to advocate for is, you know, having your own team, having your advocates, articulating what's going on, saying, okay, I understand I'm in this transition. Say it, you know, mention what it is. This is where I was. This is where I'm going. And then move forward towards that. It's very helpful to recognize it and then have a strategy for carrying you forward. And knowing, for instance, with my book, I've gone through all of my Facebook contacts. I'm going through LinkedIn now, thinking, where can I contact people in Buffalo, Washington, D.C., L.A., mm-hmm. Seattle, where I can go, and they, you know, are such advocates of mine that they would be thrilled to say there's an indie bookstore, there's Book Soup, there's, you know, Powell's Books.
Right.
You know, we want you to come there, and I'll get my posse to come and hear you. So just doing that, I feel my excitement rising. I know that I can travel the country and have advocates there.
Well, what you're doing two things that I think is really powerful. And folks, you've got to do this if you're going to be successful. Number one, I warned you about this during the break. I think this is one of the most important parts about truly making a transition. If that transition is to put you out on your own. If you can't find a way, if you don't understand how, if you can't recognize the need, the imperative of believing in yourself, if you can't get that up under your radar screen where you say, okay, at this point in time, when everything else lets me down, I believe in myself enough that I think I can deal with this. That's so critical. And the other thing is using your resources. And you know, I told you about what I did. I told you about what I did when I started my company. I believed in myself. Within 15 minutes, I designed a business card, printed it out on a cardstock, cut it out with scissors because I didn't have any perforated cards, cut them out with scissors, and in 3 hours later, I was on the street saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How you like me so far?"
I love that because it's the core of who you are, and that belief in yourself is, know, the ultimate thing.
But I called on people that I knew because I needed somebody to say, yeah, Jim, come on in. At that moment, I was just fragile enough. I was arrogant enough to think I could do it, but I was just fragile enough to say, I need somebody to say, hey, Jim, come on in. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to say that resiliency is a key characteristic of the successful entrepreneur, and that's a tremendous demonstration of your resiliency. It's like, I may be down, but I'm not out. I'm getting up. I'm printing my new card, and I'm going out there anyhow. It's that perseverance that is, mm-hmm. I think is the hallmark, I know is the hallmark of the successful entrepreneur. It's not how many times you fall down, but getting up that one
that's
extra
right.
time.
Back to your transitions, though. This is something we all have to realize. In the 21st century, we're going to be living with transitions forever now, aren't we?
Daily, seasonally, annually, they just keep coming, and it's your ability to deal with them and to, as you just said, to be resilient enough to say, okay, here comes another one. They're like waves. The waves aren't going to stop coming, but that you have your Rolodex or your LinkedIn contacts or whatever mm-hmm. today's translation of that is to say, here's what I have to offer. And one tool that I love is to save testimonials. So on those bad days, it's like, have I ever done anything positive?
Yeah.
You read through and they say, you changed the nature of my business. Mm-hmm. You made me successful. Remind yourself. So, in whatever way you ground yourself, and everybody has their own methods for it, but remind yourself. I do a daily gratitude list for all mm-hmm. the things in my life that are fantastic. And that reminds me, I have a body that works.
I call that recognizing your blessings. You've got to do that. Yeah, that's one of the things that will sustain you folks in the transitions. When everything else is turning to you know what, look around you and recognize your blessings. Jane Pollock, without the C on the end, P-O-L-L-A-K, janepollock.com. Hey, Jane, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks so much, Jim.
Jane Pollock, ladies and gentlemen. We love having her on the show. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.